Watch Children Walk Through Sea of Homeless Drug Addicts in San Francisco, Pure Filth. By Ethan Lettman on July 10, 2022. A disturbing video shows a group of children getting off the bus in San Francisco and walking through a sea of homeless drug addicts who are seemingly shooting up in the middle of the street. The video was shared on Twitter Friday by Richie Nguyen, who claimed to have recorded it at the intersection of 8th Street and Mission Street as children and other passengers were getting off at the 14 transit line. Watch. Nguyen audibly implores the children to get home safe before turning the camera around to show multiple drug addicts seemingly shooting up in the middle of the sidewalk as the children navigate their way through it. "They got to walk through this shit," Nguyen said. "These little kids gotta walk through this shit. This shit is crazy." In his Twitter post, Nguyen wrote, "Now ask yourself this question: would you want your children to walk through this squalor just to get home from school?" He tagged the Twitter handles of multiple prominent Bay Area and California Democrat politicians, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, whose congressional district is located where the video was shot. In a subsequent tweet, Nguyen called the street pure filth. The area where this alleged disturbing scene took place is located blocks away from San Francisco's notorious crime-ridden Tenderloin District, where the drug addiction problem became so dire that Mayor London Breed declared a state of emergency in the area, Breitbart News reported in December. In addition to the rampant drug addiction in the Tenderloin District, there was also a rampant crime wave in the area, which led to Breed's declaration. Breed was an early proponent of the Black Lives Matter movement that sought to defund the police. Former District Attorney Chase Abodine opposed Breed's declaration as he came into office, promising not to prosecute so-called quality-of-life crimes like public urination, Breitbart News reported. The Soros-funded district attorney was recently ousted in a recall election in June. The San Francisco Chronicle recently declared in June that the city is worse than it looks as crime and drug addiction force businesses to flee. The Chronicle reported in 2021 that 645 people died in the Golden Gate City due to drug overdoses, while 711 perished from an overdose in 2020. Fentanyl was the primary driver of overdose deaths, along with methamphetamine. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.